The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other cheek as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you. And from the ones who take what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be the children of the Most High, for he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. Good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure which you measure will in turn be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Sometimes Jesus is just annoying, such as in today's gospel, where he asks us to love our enemies. This teaching of his is among the hardest for people to accept down through the ages. So, I offer today four reasons why it is important to love our enemies, or at least try. First, we love our enemies because it's the best way to test the quality of our love. As I've said many times, in the Bible, love is not an emotion. It is an act of the will. To love is to will the good of the other as other. Therefore, the best test of love is that I will the good of someone who is not likely to will my good in return. As Jesus points out today, even sinners are capable of loving those who will love them back. Enemy love is a litmus test of true love. And think of, in this example, Jesus on the cross, forgiving those who were brutally executing him. That's love. The second reason to love your enemies is because they reveal you to yourself, and therefore perform perhaps a great spiritual service to you. The people we most despise are often most like ourselves in the very area that we dislike about them. People have noticed this phenomenon throughout the centuries. Carl Jung, the great psychologist, talked about the shadow side, which is that part of yourself that you tend to repress or deny. Jung said that the shadow comes out in two ways. First of all, in dreams. When someone is chasing you or oppressing you in your dreams, Jung said that person tends to be an externalization of your shadow side and represents something you don't like about yourself. The other way is that we sometimes project our shadow side outward onto other people, so that what we deny in ourselves, for some reason we see clearly in others. And Jesus knew about this phenomenon. He will speak about it in next week's gospel, where he talks about people noticing the splinter in someone else's eye when they are not cognizant of the wooden beam in their own eye. When we see the pride or the envy or the obnoxiousness in someone else, it might be fruitful to ask ourselves about our own pride or envy or obnoxiousness. An exercise like this might just reveal something about ourselves that we were unable or unwilling to see, and then we can start addressing it in ourselves. A third reason to love your enemy is because your enemy is willing to point out to you when you are wrong about something. And you might just be wrong about that something. The best people in history have had lots of enemies, including Jesus. Sometimes the very best people excite the worst opposition. It was Jesus' truth and justice and healing that inspired some people to hate him for various reasons. It is possible that when you are at odds with someone, that you are on the wrong side of the issue, and that you can learn something from your adversary. I think it's possible that God uses people we don't like to challenge us on things that we need to be challenged on. The last reason to love your enemy is that you might win them over someday. Hateful retribution against your enemy simply confirms them in their estimation of you and encourages escalating opposition to you. And that's a story as old as the human race. Remember the movie The Untouchables with Kevin Costner and Sean Connery? Connery's method of dealing with the situation went something like this. He puts one of yours in the hospital, you put one of his in the morgue. That's the Chicago way. Blood feuds have lasted for generations in some places, like the Hatfields and McCoys. Each side justifies its repulsive behavior based on the past, and the thing spirals out of control. But when you love your enemy, you confound and confuse him or her, and perhaps one day you win over that person's heart in some way. This is exactly what Gandhi saw, who, surprisingly enough, was a careful student of Jesus' teaching. Rather than retribution for the wrongs done to me, if I can take it on, sometimes the other person sees in our loving response the wickedness of their own ways and repents of letting it get that far. There is a form of martial arts called Aikido. Maybe some of you have heard of that. There was a character in the series called The Walking Dead. He got tired of killing people, both zombies and real people. And so he became an expert at this martial art called Aikido, which is essentially defensive, not aggressive. The practitioner of Aikido learns how to take the aggression of the enemy and to move with it in such a way as to defuse it. Each time the aggressor strikes, the defender responds to redirect the momentum where no one, not even the aggressor, gets hurt. Eventually, the aggressor figures out the futility of what is going on and leaves. Put in terms of Jesus' teaching, it is loving your enemy so as to diffuse the aggression. One good example of this was Mother Teresa. Fairly early on in her time in Calcutta, starting up her ministry, she found an Indian child who was very, very malnourished. And so she took the child to the baker not far away. And she said, "Sir, could you please give us some food?" And the baker spat right into her face. And she said, "Thank you for that. Now something perhaps for the child?" Nothing about any of this is easy. But isn't that also true of life? Well, Jesus asks us today to try.